Welcome to this week's podcast. My name is Dylan Gallagher, and I'm the host of this podcast. I'm an entrepreneur that's been working with other entrepreneurs, business owners, the investors and banks that fund them for the last 20 years. And each week, on a semi-regular basis, I put together a podcast about some of the things that I've learned in hopes that it would help you in your business, or if you're an investor in a small business, that it would help give you some guidance as to what entrepreneurs and business owners go through. I can be followed on Twitter at Dylan Gallagher. That's my handle. You can look me up on LinkedIn and follow me on Facebook. And I have a YouTube channel as well. And would love to connect with you and hear about what your business is up to and how I might be able to help. I'm a finance guy, so most of the topics that I discuss are finance-based. It has to do with money, because that's my specialty. And anyway, thanks for joining this week. This topic came about as a result of a conversation I had with a good friend of mine about a week ago, and thought it would serve as maybe a good concept for me to share with you today. And it does have to do with finance, but I'll get to that part in just a moment. The title of today is Just Take the Next Step. And I've found that as an entrepreneur, I chase shiny objects. Most entrepreneurs and business owners do. You know, we like being our own authority. We like having the ability to not have boundaries placed on us and the ability to just pursue an idea or a concept at any cost. The downside, though, is that oftentimes a lot of our ideas require a tremendous amount of work, and in particular, a multitude of tasks that need to be completed. And when you kind of lump them in with the rest of the tasks that we have to be responsible for, sometimes ideas, new ideas or great ideas, just end up falling on the priority list to a lower spot simply by virtue of the work that needs to be done. And then sometimes it can also be hard to actually execute on new ideas. Ideas are a dime a dozen, as we all know, and that's not the hard part. The hard part is actually executing on them. And so I'm hoping that in this podcast I can just share a few things that help us do that. And in your mind right now, if you're thinking, well, what could this possibly have to do with finance? Hopefully you'll see some of the parallels here. And the first thing I wanted to just discuss was this idea that we oftentimes overthink something. And I know, being a finance guy, that this is always the case. You know, classic conversation with an entrepreneur or a business owner is, I need X amount of dollars before I can do the thing it is I want to do. And they get overthinking, and, you know, do I borrow it? Do I get an investor? How much is it going to cost me? How do I repay it? Those are all really, really important questions, but it can be a poor use of time. The best thing that you can be doing is to do something along the path of what it is you're trying to achieve. I've always said that money is rarely the problem, and oftentimes it's the it's not the problem and it's not the solution. It's simply a resource to use while you are attempting to address a problem or come up with a solution. And so to that end, if you find yourself overthinking a finance-related challenge with your business, or maybe you're trying to capitalize on an opportunity, the thing to do is actually just to look at your task list of things that you have to do and just start taking steps towards getting those tasks done. Just do something. Do anything. Pick up the phone and call somebody. Send an email. Book a coffee meeting. But do something to get you moving towards the destination that you're trying to get to. Do anything except nothing. Many times I can convince myself that I haven't done the work that I need to do to solve a problem or an issue, because I'm thinking through what needs to be done, and you get into that analysis paralysis problem. And the reality is that for us entrepreneurs, it's really just an excuse. Every great idea is going to require an amount of work and an amount of money, which translates into us having to spend our time. And so when we get stuck overthinking something, you know, in this idea of analysis paralysis, it's kind of tantamount or comparable to just writing a check to somebody and never getting it back. And of course, we wouldn't actually do that. We wouldn't open up our checkbooks and just give somebody a bunch of money for no particular reason without the expectation of getting it back. But the same thing is the same ideas at play when we're overthinking. If we're not taking steps in a direction because either we've got analysis paralysis, we're overthinking the finance end of it, or we just are getting bogged down in the sheer volume of tasks that are required, the best thing that we can do is to just do the next thing that needs to be done in order to get to the destination that we're trying to reach. And then the neat thing is, I've noticed this for myself to some extent, that if you can develop the habit of always just taking the next step, not the next 10 steps, but just the next step, that it actually becomes easier to see ideas come to fruition, and it becomes pretty exciting as well. It becomes somewhat addictive when you can just do the next thing. And so classically, you know, as it relates to finance, someone will say, oh, I just don't want to call the bank. I just don't want to call my rich uncle. I just don't want to call a guy like Dylan because I don't have all the answers that I need, or I don't know, you know, kind of the information that I'm going to have to put together. Well, just do the next thing. Pick up the phone, send an email, book a coffee meeting. Just do the very next thing that you need to do in order to get closer to your destination. And if finance is one of those things holding you up, there's lots of people that can help you, but maybe you're just stuck. You don't really know what to do. Sometimes the best thing you can do is just to say, I don't know what I need to do, but I'm going to reach out to my network to see if there's anybody that can help me. Along this lines, there's kind of this other lesson that I've learned, and there's two types of tasks that entrepreneurs are responsible for. There's the tasks that move an idea forward towards a destination, and then there's the tasks that are more maintenance type tasks, and that they don't move an idea forward, they help make sure that an idea doesn't lose ground, as it were. So I don't think that they deserve equal priority. I think that as entrepreneurs and business owners, our job is to do the tasks that move an idea forward, not the tasks that just keep us in place. And so for me, this was a big lesson I learned years ago, bookkeeping. As an entrepreneur, it is not worth my time to do our books. It is not worth my time to book invoices, to record deposits, to do bank reconciliations, to do commission calculations. It just is not worth my time. Now, the reality is if that job doesn't get done, obviously our business does end up falling behind. But that particular job task is not one that I'm best suited for. I can do the job. That's never in question. I mean, software makes all this stuff pretty easy. But that's not the point. The point is that's not the best use of my time. The best use of my time is to do the other type of task. As I just mentioned earlier, just taking the next step. Those are the types of tasks that I need to be doing. What is the next step I need to take towards my destination? Not trying to do all 10 in one fell swoop, but what's identifying what the very next thing is that I need to do and taking that step. Again, classically, I'll hear investors, entrepreneurs, and business owners discuss how disappointed they are with the results that they're getting. And then when you just do a simple exercise of looking over the past week of their activity, a lot of times you can see them getting stuck in the more maintenance type tasks where their best upside was to just not lose any ground that week. They didn't position themselves to actually take new ground. They didn't make a new phone call that they needed to make to a new contact. They didn't pursue the knowledge of a new business product or service that they could have learned more about to improve what their existing business was doing. And somehow they have, you know, we can get stuck in this idea that, well, someone else will do that. As long as I just paint the vision, then I can get the people around the vision and off we go. Well, maybe. I mean, that might work at Microsoft, or that might work at Apple, or that might work at a Fortune 500 company, but I don't know that it works in a business where there's 10 people, or 20 people, or 50 people. I think that the business owner, the entrepreneur, really does need to be the one responsible for just taking the next step to move the business forward, and then let people who are better suited to manage and administer the business, let them do the other tasks that need to get done. And you can always hire people to do those sorts of tasks, but I don't think that you can hire people to take your idea and see it through to fruition. So hopefully, you know, you get something out of that, that there's two types of tasks, generally speaking, that we're responsible for completing. There's the tasks that move our business forward, and then there's the tasks that make sure we don't lose ground. and we're better spent, our time is better spent as entrepreneurs and business owners, spending our time on the tasks that move our business forward. And maybe you're doing that once a month or once every 90 days. And I would encourage you to try to speed up that cycle. Try to do a task every 10 days or every 14 days, or maybe you get down to every 5 days, or maybe you're good enough that every single day you're doing one thing that moves your business forward towards the destination that you think it can get to. And then just to dovetail off the back of this, depending on kind of the business books that you've read, and I've read lots of them that talk about this in various ways, but as entrepreneurs and business owners, we need to know the destination that we're trying to get our business to. Maybe that's becoming profitable. Maybe that's increasing profitability. Maybe that's getting rid of parts of our business that we just don't like and that are not really adding anything to our bottom line. So you need to know, as the business owner and the entrepreneur, I do think you need to know the destination that you're trying to get to, but it's unreasonable to think that there aren't going to be detours along the way, because quite frankly, as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing exciting about seeing your destination 5 years in front of you and getting up every day and looking at it and seeing no obstacles in front of you. That actually gets quite boring. It's like driving through a farmer's field towards where you're going, and days of driving, you can continue to see the destination and nothing in front of you. Well, you get bored. There's nothing exciting about that. And further, I actually think that most of the learnings and the value that we begin adding to our business happens in the detours. So if we're trying to get somewhere and it turns out that we've made a mistake, or we didn't incorporate something or a concept that was pretty material to helping us get a new product or service off the ground, or serve our clients better, or whatever the particular issue is, those detours make us better. I know in building our software platform, emilynow.ca, we had about 36 detours before we even went public facing. And I can tell you that had we not taken those 36 detours, I think the platform that we have today would not be worth anything. I don't think it would be helping the marketplace. I don't think banks and lenders would be as responsive to it as they have been. And so the learnings happen in the detours, and you need to know your destination, but you have to accept the detours. And most of the improvements and advancements in your business are going to come from getting off the beaten track and going into areas that you're unfamiliar with, your team is unfamiliar with. But as you do that, you start to learn things that get you back onto the path. And once you get back onto the path, you're better for it. So hopefully you found today's podcast helpful. If you're facing, if your business, you've got these plans and these goals and you find you're just not getting the traction that you want, focus on a couple things. Just take the next step. So don't worry about taking the next 10 steps. Just focus on the very next thing that you need to be doing and then watch to see what happens. Recognize that there's two different types of tasks you can be spending your time on. There's tasks that make sure your business doesn't lose ground, and then there's tasks that help your business gain ground, and the risk-reward trade-off is different. When you're doing maintenance tasks, your best opportunity is to not lose any ground in your business, but when you venture to do the tasks that move your business forward, your best upside is your business actually moves forward. And then in the course of moving forward, the last thing to remember is that you're going to be faced with detours as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, and instead of being scared by them, you need to embrace them, learn from them, and then get yourself back on the path towards your destination. And collectively, all three of those ideas, just taking the next step, knowing which tasks to work on, and accepting the detours, hopefully you can find yourself and your business doing more. So that's all I've got for you today. I hope you found it helpful, and I look forward to finding you on the social media channels. Hopefully we can connect. I'd love to hear about what you do, what your business is, and in particular as a finance guy, if there's maybe some things you want to talk about, you can check out my chat page on my blog, dylangallagher.ca. Be happy to help. Would love to connect with you, and hopefully you tune in next time.